Welcome to the Tiny Morbid Fantasies podcast with your hosts, Andrea and Sophia.
This is a podcast of short stories based on our everyday tiny morbid thoughts.
Thanks for joining us for episode 11.
If it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
Tiny Morbid Fantasies is now available on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
For today's episode, we're going to be talking about shower monsters, and more specifically, monsters in the mirror. We've kind of delved into and talked about ourselves when we're in the shower, what our fears are, but we kind of want to go through an overview of different mirror monsters and how you can summon them a little bit.
Like Bloody Mary. That's the most famous one, I would say.
Yeah, and then the Candyman, which I don't know if it's just based off the movie or if it's maybe... Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah. Should I mention the third one?
You can mention the third one.
It's a surprise. No, I'm just kidding. It's Biggie Smalls. That one's not... It's not a real one, but it's... I feel like South Park made it real.
I mean, it's real to you.
Either way, I'm not saying anyone's name three times in a mirror.
No.
I'm not going to say Beetlejuice. I'm not going to say anyone else.
Not ever, actually. But yeah, so before we get into it, our positivity today is a creamy Earl Grey that I got from one of our listeners and my neighbor who is becoming a nice close friend.
It's delicious. Thank you, neighbor.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know her name, sorry.
I don't know if she wants to be shouted out, so we'll keep it on the DL right now.
Thank you, neighbor. As Mr. Rogers would say.
But it's a creamy Earl Grey from Simpson and Vale. And it is delicious. So thank you. So I guess, yeah, let's get into it. Well, firstly, the famous Bloody Mary. I mean, as everyone really knows, you say her name in the mirror three times.
There's no mirrors here. You can say her name. It's fine.
Right. But there's a reflective surface. Oh. And I would like to not.
Okay.
So you say the name three times in a mirror, and you conjure this, what would you call her? A ghost? An apparition? A demon?
A vengeful spirit? They always show her as angry.
Yeah. So what this one says here is that she was prematurely buried by her family and tried to claw her way out of her own coffin. So you have to say it three times, and some legends apparently say five. And this is new. This one says turning in a circle as you say her name. And then
I've heard that one actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the third time you say it and turn around, she's in the mirror when you turn back around. And I was like, I will never know because I'm not going to fucking do it.
No, thank you.
No.
But I don't know what happens. I don't know really what happens once she appears. I just know that the lore is that this apparition, this vengeful spirit, will appear.
I feel like if something appears in my mirror, I'm probably going to die of a heart attack. So...
Okay.
I'm just not going to
I'm not going to welcome that energy into my life.
But hey, listeners, if you want to try, let us know what happens. We will not be held liable.
No, not at all. So this one I'm going to read word for word. I've never heard of this before, but apparently it's called Blue Baby.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it just sounds weird.
Yeah. So you stand in front of a mirror and you pretend to rock a baby in your arms.
I hate it already.
Yes. And so while you stand there, you say blue baby 13 times. That's not going to happen here at all. I'm not afraid of that. And it's said that the cerulean infant in question will appear in your arms and scratch you. And then you
Why would you want that?
I don't know. And then apparently you better drop the child and run for your life. Otherwise, the mom will appear and scream at you to give her back the baby. So, and if
wait, go back. You skipped the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go back. So,
just to the mother part.
Okay, yeah.
That fucking creeps me out.
So you better drop the baby and run for your life. Otherwise, the mother will scream, give me back my baby, so loud that she'll shatter the mirror. And if you still don't drop it, the mom will kill you. I've never heard this.
Why would you even play this game? There's no. There's no win for you.
No, not at all.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it, but I also don't want to push it.
No, not at all. So there's also superstitions out there, which we are going to get into in another episode. But of course, there's, you know, the 7 years bad luck superstition, where if you break a mirror... I don't know that I've ever broken a mirror.
I've broken plenty. I feel fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, that's a line that will cross when it happens, but I will not do that on purpose because it's just...
It's fun, but I still refuse to walk under a ladder, so...
Same. Yeah, never. Not ever.
There's some of them that stick with you.
Yeah.
For no reason other than just in case.
Yeah. But we will dedicate another episode to that and kind of dive deep in. And, you know, so what's the deal with vampires and mirrors?
That I just don't believe.
That they don't have a reflection?
Yeah, because vampires were human at one point. Why would they all of a sudden not have reflections? That's the one thing that has always bothered me about vampire lore.
That's true.
Like, but they are a person that got bit by a vampire. They all of a sudden became invisible.
But I have to tell you, though, Taika Waititi did a great job in What We Do in the Shadows with the the mirrors.
That was and pretty good.
Shout out to Taika Waititi, dude. Yes.
Good job.
He's a good guy.
But here's the thing. So here's my further problem with
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
So vampires, who are humans, who
at one point
have been they've become infected, basically,
yeah,
with the vampire virus,
mm-hmm,
can't be seen in mirrors, but ghosts, which are dead people, and just their spirit can be seen in mirrors. That feels backwards.
But in Beetlejuice, which let's not say it a third.
He seems like a cool guy. I'm alright with him.
Okay. Didn't the ghosts, didn't Alec Baldwin and I can't think of her name, beautiful woman.
I can see her face. Oh my gosh.
I can see her face. And, the baseball movie. Gina Davis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll stop everything and Google it.
Yeah, right? Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, didn't they not have reflections? And at one point they were just,
clothing?
In the bed sheets? Yeah.
I thought that was just for...
The photos?
Was that just so that the people could see them? Oh, you know what? We have to go back and watch that movie. All right, we're going to have a movie review.
Yes.
Of Beetlejuice.
And I aggressively pointed at you not to say that word.
Oh, that's why you pointed. I thought you were pointing at me to be like, yes, that's a great idea.
A little bit of both, but also I'm not welcoming that. Anyway, so yeah, so that's some little bit of...
There's a lot of weird stuff with mirrors.
Yeah, I would like to do that. Have you ever been in a space where there's a mirror in front of you and a mirror behind you, and then you just see infinity?
Isn't there that one pizza place in downtown Philly? I think they redid it. What's the one with the giant slices of pizza in Philly?
Oh, on South Street?
Yeah.
I don't...
A very famous place.
Sure.
Okay.
Dominic's, Joe's...
But it's very well known for having these gigantic slices of pizza.
And I think it is on South Street, so if you know the one we're talking about, shout out, because we do not know.
It's right by the TLA, which is a music venue, because we used to go there after concerts to get a giant slice of cheese pizza. And I think they updated it, but in the back, there was just a mirror room where you could, like, lean against the mirror because there was, like, little shelves. No seats. It was just a little, like, a 10x10 room with
like
a bunch of drunk people standing in it, like, eating their slices of pizza and leaning against the walls. But it was all mirrored.
Yeah, a standing alcove for you to eat your pizza.
Yes, but
sure.
It was made of mirrors for some god-awful reason.
Oh, God.
And I'm just like, why? Yeah. Because this, I couldn't stay in there.
Yeah.
But what's the deal with mirrors and mirrors and infinity?
So what they say is that when mirrors are placed like that, you have created a ghost portal in which spirits can pass through. So, I mean, I don't know if I believe it or not, mm-hmm, but it does have an odd presence to it when you can see that far. And it feels... Have you ever done that where you're just standing there and it feels like there's some kind of delay and you're trying to catch something in the infinity that you're just staring at of yourself and you almost want it to be like an echo of yourself, but it's all real time?
Yes, because you can do that in like with video cameras. Like picture in the picture because there is a delay.
Yeah.
But I also don't stare at myself in the mirror for too long because I'm afraid that the reflection's going to blink.
Right. Right. No.
This is some irrational fear that I have and I'm just like, I don't think...
But
I can handle that.
The basis of our entire podcast. So I think that that's entirely fair. We need to talk about these things.
And just really quick, the pizza place on South Street, because I can't...
You have to...
It's Lorenzo's.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's it.
Some Italian guy.
Like,
name.
It's so big, you can wrap a... they're going to do this thing with Gino's steaks. I think it was Gino's.
Oh, no.
Where
they
could, like, take one of their giant slices of pizza and wrap it around a cheesesteak.
I mean...
Because they're that big. All right. Anyway,
I agree. Well,
I'm hungry. I'm so hungry.
Same. But you know what, though? I have a tiny morbid fact for you, speaking of Italian names.
Okay, where's this going? I'm ready.
It's real quick.
Okay. No, I'm here.
So my dad was in charge of naming me, and because I was born a girl, my name is Sophia, which mm-hmm. is beautiful, and I love it.
With an F.
With an F, thank you. Mm-hmm. And if I was born a boy, it would have been Luigi. And I'm very, very glad.
What's wrong with Luigi?
There's nothing wrong with Luigi.
I like Luigi.
But I'm also a ginger. And can you imagine a ginger boy named Luigi? How much would I have gotten made fun of?
No more than usual?
Maybe.
Are ginger boys known to be...
Yes.
Also, no, are Italian boys known to be ginger, is what I was trying to say.
No, which is also why it's confusing because...
Okay, now I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because no one believes I'm Italian ever because I'm a ginger, but I'm mixed because, you know, that's what...
I was thinking of it in the way of, like, can you imagine, because it's so stereotypical, like, if I was named Mario, because I was thinking Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Like, being Italian and named Mario, and I was like, yeah, but... Luigi, that's not a thing.
I mean, I guess,
but that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
It's abnormal.
But you know what, though? I would always be designated to play Luigi on Mario. So I'm glad that I'm a Sophia.
He's usually a pretty great guy. I think he is underrated.
He is underrated. I really, really...
But I wouldn't want to play Luigi either. He usually has okay stats, but...
Yeah. But that's the thing, right?
Anyway.
But that was my tiny morbid fact for the
cool.
day.
Cool. I like it.
Thank you. So, yeah. Oh, and...
So, back to mirrors.
Yeah, back to mirrors.
And all the creepy shit in them.
Yeah. So, also, not great. A blockbuster hit, Candyman, back in the day, is based on... What was it made? 92? It's based on an urban legend.
I was a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't say baby, because I was, like, 9, and I remember this movie.
I was 5.
I didn't do real math. Oh, yeah, I was 9. Got it.
But it's similar to the lady in the mirror one. We are
okay,
very close
lady.
To it.
We're done. Say her name right. Okay.
Although I have to say it later on. So if you look into a mirror and chant Candyman 5 times, he will appear behind you and kill you with his hook. For you see, the Candyman is a vicious killer with a bloody hook for a hand. He appears from the mirror covered in blood and bees, and he has nothing but murder on his mind. This is word for word. I don't know if we can cite this, though.
I don't know. But it's a very awesome movie. Just a big, gigantic, scary black man appearing.
Covered in bees with a hook.
Covered in bees and blood with a hook hand.
Yeah.
I met him in real life at one of the horror conventions.
You
very
did?
Sweet guy.
Of
yeah.
course he is.
But I was just like...
Does he have a deep voice? He looks like he has a...
Yeah.
Like, really
and
genuine.
I saw him... I haven't seen Candyman since I was a kid, and I saw him... He was just walking around. This was, like, not even a meet and greet. He was just walking around. Just walking, being, you know, normal. Checking out the different tables and stuff. And I was like, he looks familiar. And my sister told me who he was. And I was like, oh, my God. Holy shit. He looks like he could be my grandpa. Also.
Aww.
Just a little black man. But also horrifying because of the memories from Candyman. Mm. I shouldn't watch horror movies when I was a kid. But I did, so too late now.
I mean, we may not be in front of a mirror, but this is definitely a reflective surface, and nothing has happened. I have to note that.
I feel like it doesn't count if there's stuff on your screen.
Okay.
It's not like a black screen.
Okay.
It's just, you know, looking at a lake.
I don't know why. I'm on edge.
Looking on a... But now I just realize that I can't look into, like, the water and see my reflection and say stuff either, because reasons...
So, I have a mini story
this
about
that.
This
is going to be a whole separate...
Oh, I mean, we're on
reflective
tangents.
Surface.
But it's true, though. I mean, well, we need to get into shower monsters, but... So, I guess I was just really tired, and my friends and I had rented a lake house, and it was so quiet because the summer season had just ended, and we basically had this entire lake to ourselves. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm in the water, and... I keep looking down, and I swear that I see, like, a little world under there, but really, it's just the sun's reflection on the tiny little ripples that makes me think that there's a world under there.
Okay.
So I keep, like, getting my face closer and closer to the water, and I'm like, you need to stop doing that, because if something is calling you down there, like a siren or something, like, not great.
Or like the dead people that are in the water, that are in the bottom. Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I was like, you need to stop it. You need to be aware that something is like, some force is like wanting you, willing you to do this. So you need to cut it out. So, yes, reflective services are very real. Yeah, do you want to get into your... This is a terrible segue, by the way, but would you like to get into your shower monster story?
Yes, if we're all done with the Candyman and...
For the most part.
So now let's get to the shower monster segment of our podcast.
Okay. What happens when you're in the shower and you encounter your shower monster?
So... For me, because I was going to think if it had a name. I didn't really give it a name. It's just the thing that I imagine. And this doesn't happen every time, but maybe, like, more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm washing my face or my hair, because I have to close my eyes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually usually when I am washing my hair, because my hair will touch my face. My own fault. But I always feel like something's going to reach out and just touch me lightly.
Oh,
and every once in a while, I'll forget where I'm standing in the bathtub, and I might be close to the back wall, and my husband has one of those little bath spongy poofs, and that'll touch me, and I'll freak out.
But naturally, anyway, yeah.
That's my own fault. But so what I usually imagine, it's kind of like a really hairy monster, which is gross, because it's also wet, but hairy and fluffy.
Okay.
And it has... sort of like bones for fingers.
Okay.
So it's like, picture a wet Oscar the Grouch with skeleton hands. If you will. But it's
so like the Fanatic.
It's like Griffey.
Gritty?
Gritty. God damn it, Griffey's my dog. It's like Gritty. Bright orange. Gritty is the Philadelphia...
Flyers
mascot, by the way.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's everything we needed.
But, yeah, he's growing on me. But it's like that bright orange and just like hair everywhere with skeleton fingers coming out.
Okay.
It's just a hairball, basically. And it's...
It like lives, Cousin It.
Yeah, basically. But it's like matted and wet.
Ooh.
And it lives in the back corner of my shower. Always the same corner. So, like, if I'm facing the shower head, it's behind me to the right.
Okay.
Because to the left, it's, like, leading out of the shower.
Okay.
So just that back corner, and, like, every time I close my eyes, some magical portal. Oops. Some magical portal will open up, and he just kind of creeps out slowly.
Slithers from the drain. To just, like,
poke me.
Oh.
I don't know why. Just, why a poke? Why would that scare me? But...
But it's...
It's there.
You know what? It's an unexpected touch when you're completely preoccupied with doing something else that will freak you the F out.
And you're completely vulnerable, yeah. So that could be it also.
Yeah, that's like when someone pokes you and tries to scare you and you're like, you turn around like ready to punch them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I did that to someone that we used to play derby with and I had to have a talk. I'm like, I don't know why, but please don't approach me from behind. I might punch you in the face and I like you. So let's keep the punch into a very minimum.
Don't poke me.
Don't.
But it's weird because I will sometimes sneak into the bathroom when my husband's taking a shower and I'll poke him because I'm an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
But he can't do that to me. It's not fair. But usually he sucks at sneaking up on people, so I hear him coming in.
I can just see his creep face right now.
But because he doesn't poke. He'll just stare until you notice.
I'm okay with
Which
that.
Is worse.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Oh, I
you just
want
to, like, wash your face and your hair and then just turn around and open your eyes to see someone staring at you?
I don't know what's hilarious. Worse.
I don't know what's worse.
I think I'd prefer that to, like, a ghostly poke of a bony finger of a wet gritty. Look at his googly eyes staring at you.
We're going to provide pictures, I think, on Instagram of all the things we mentioned.
Yes, I think Gritty is
the guy in the mirrors.
Mmm.
Bee Juice. Gritty.
And Seaman.
Seaman.
With the bees.
Oh yeah, Seaman. Yeah, Seaman. I just said the guy in the mirror. That's who I meant.
This is a stupid Seaman, superstition.
He just said Seaman, and that's why I was confused. Oh, no. You're like Seaman. I'm like, why does she say Seaman, and why does she say it that way?
Candy guy.
All right,
that's Candy guy. Better.
Christina Aguilera wrote a song about him.
Yes.
Not the dumbest thing I've said today, and it's early.
No.
We're gonna have pictures of Christina Aguilera singing the song.
That's cool too.
You know you
like it. I do. You know what? I do like... I have been known to listen to Christina Aguilera back in the day. I don't know. I haven't actively tried, but...
You know what? Me neither.
Yeah.
It just happened. I'm going to think of a name for my shower monster, but what is your shower monster?
So mine isn't like... It doesn't have a shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like shower paranoia.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm in the shower... So it'll be late and maybe I'm home alone for some reason and I just get this feeling that I didn't lock the door. And the way that my house is set up, I can look straight from my bathroom shower. Like I can open the curtain and look to the top of my stairs.
Oh, so you feel like you didn't lock
the door.
The front door, not the bathroom door.
Yes.
Or both, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So the bathroom door is open because I have too many pets, and if you have pets, you know what I'm talking about, and they just bother you all the time, and I love them so much. But my point is, the bathroom door is open, and I can see straight to the top of the stairs. So I get this weird feeling, and then I peek out, and nothing's there. And I know that my dog will freak out if they hear someone opening the door. I know this as a fact.
He will freak out if there is no sound.
No, exactly. But so I check and I hope that I can see him because he's usually waiting outside the bathroom door, like just looking because he's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And when I know he's there, like that's fine. If I cannot see him, I freak out and I just like I'm taking a shower rapidly and like in tiny little increments, I'm peeking out like with this weird bit of paranoia. Because I'm home alone, I'm showering.
Which should
and
be
like,
relaxing, by the way. Shower should be a relaxing time, but then the paranoia sets in.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Understandable.
And, like, because the mirror will let me, like, see towards the couch and things like that, like, I spend a little bit of extra time just surveying the area, too, just to be like, well, I see my dog and I see my cats. They're not, like, on their haunches or, like, anything, and they're just relaxing. And, you know, it's nothing much more than that, but yeah, I have to check my surroundings, and I'm just like, yeah, imagine just showering in tiny little increments, like, look, look, look. Yeah, that's how bad it is.
The monster was in you all along.
If I ever give birth, it will be to a demon baby.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to have a kid. I'm like, what if it sees ghosts or like turns out to be one of the black-eyed children?
Or it's a whole horror thing. Kevin. Oh, I know about the black-eyed
children.
Okay,
good. I've listened to a couple podcasts about it. It's fucking
my neighbor like suggested it. This is we're on like a whole
perfect
horror level.
I like her. I don't know her, but I like her.
She likes you too.
Aw.
She listens to your podcast.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey neighbor again. Thanks for the tea.
Yeah. No, she's wonderful. I hope you get to meet her one day.
Probably. But I was going to say, like, with your shower monster, it's somewhat worse because, like, you're constantly looking for it versus mine where it's kind of just like a one-time burn my eyes with soap kind of.
Because
I just peek open and I don't see anything and then I'm usually fine afterwards.
Is it worse because it doesn't always hit me? Does it always hit you?
Not all, most of the time it does, but it's kind of just like a very quick, let me take one quick look and then I'm fine versus constantly like ruining my shower time with having to stop and listen, see if I hear footsteps, survey the pets. They look fine. Okay.
That's accurate. Yeah. You got it. But I mean, either way, it's, we're both like, it could I mean, not hopefully it never does, but like either way, there's the possibility of like one day you get that phantom poke, or one day I didn't lock the door and I don't know, or my husband comes home and it's just him while I'm in the shower and I'm like, ah!
I'm always afraid that it's going to be that one time where I've mentally just talked myself out of checking. That's when it happens.
Yes.
When you get comfortable.
When you get... Yeah, don't ever be comfortable. Or always expect the worst. And when good things happen, be glad about it, I guess. I don't know.
I'm joking. I would say the times that it doesn't happen is when I have a shower beer. like in the summer. Oh, shower yeah. beers.
Shower wine, shower beer, mm. all of it.
I've never done shower wine because
it's okay.
I don't know where I could sit my glass. Because, like, my beer bottle fits in my little shower caddy thing.
That's beautiful.
But, like, my wine my wine goblet doesn't fit. The base is too big. That is true.
We have somewhat matching wine goblets, by the way.
Oh, yeah. There should be a picture online already from
there is?
The oh, previous episode where good. We were drinking. Probably the Q&A.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss wine.
I know. But you know what I found? The reason that I'm obsessed with rosé lately, and it's not because I'm a basic white bitch. I might be. But it's because red wine gives me heartburn. Mm-hmm. White wine upsets my stomach a little bit, and rosé is just none of that. So, I've been going towards the rosé.
Oh. You know, that Valenzano did not give me heartburn, I would just like
ooh.
To say.
We can revisit that.
We should just do all Valenzano.
I mean,
a sponsorship of wine.
Shout out to Valenzano. I mean, you are local and we are local. Maybe we could...
We're in New Jersey. You're in New Jersey.
I mean, really, it's just meant to be.
Let's make this happen.
I'm okay with it.
I am too.
All right, so yeah, those are our shower monsters, but we do have a user submission.
Yes, we have a very special submission from Jamie of the That One Time I Was Abducted by Aliens podcast, which actually it's a very awesome podcast I just started listening to. great girl, and well, girls. It's run by Jamie and Bree, but Jamie is the one who submitted her shower monster. She wrote a little story about it, so you want to read it?
Okay, yeah.
Or do you want me to read it?
Either way, I don't care.
I've always had an irrational fear of shower.
You might, I'm here for you. I support
let
you.
Let me try it, and then if I suck at it, I'm going to have you do it.
Okay.
I've always had an irrational fear of showering. It's like being trapped in a wet closet. Yep. And even if you were to escape, you are naked and helpless. I was 16 years old when this fear came to its head. I had just got done with soccer practice, covered in mud and sweat. I dashed from my mom's minivan straight to the bathroom, hoping to get in before my brother. As I started the shower to warm it up, the lights started to flicker. At first, I was concerned, but it was an old house that made lots of weird noises, so I shrugged it off. The room was steamy from the hot shower at this point, and as I was standing in front of the mirror, the lights flickered again. This time, between the flickers, I thought I saw something standing behind me in the reflection of the mirror. Goddamn.
For real.
Ooh. But when the lights restored to their original brightness, the reflection was gone. By the way, her story covers both topics very
no,
well.
No, this is perfect. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Against my better judgment, I'd made my way into the shower. We all know that moment when you're in the shower and you take a second to just soak in the hot water and steam. You close your eyes and just breathe. Upon exhale, I felt something brush across my leg.
No. Jamie, we did not read your story ahead of time because we wanted to...
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were
good
in
job.
For. Yeah.
I snapped my eyes open and looked down to see green fingertips closing the shower curtain. No. I was frozen with fear. I don't know how much time passed, but eventually my brother began banging on the door. The water was no longer hot, and with great trepidation, I pulled the curtain back to get out. Nothing was behind the curtain. To this day, I have no idea what touched me in the shower, and to this day, I only take baths now. That was a great submission.
Damn.
I think it was like, I think she might have mentioned it was like half and half. Like,
no, it's perfect.
It's a great story. Whether it's true or not, we'll leave that up to you to decide. But that was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your shower monster story with us.
Beautiful.
And I would say if anyone else want to share their shower monster stories, please, please send them to our email address because we would love to hear them.
Yeah.
If we get enough, we'll do a whole
user submission.
Yeah, user submission shower monster story. And if you have other monster, under the bed monster, closet monster.
All of it.
Basement monsters.
Mm.
We all know there are monsters in the basements. I wrote a story about one. But yeah, we all know basements are haunted, so.
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm like attics.
Ooh.
Attic monster, crawl space. Wherever you have a monster.
Yeah, we want to hear about it.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that was Jamie. And
so, I've got a joke for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
This goes against my my superstition, but I'm going to have to say it anyway. I think the amount of times overrides the correct amount of time that you're supposed to say it.
I think it has to be subsequent or in order.
Okay.
Like one, two, three. Not just like other words in between.
Look, you are reassuring me that I'm okay to tell this story.
I know the rules.
I think I stole this joke, but it's a joke. I think it's open sourcing for jokes, really. So three dudes go into a bar and, you know, are about to order drinks. Bloody Mary is bartending, and as she's cleaning a glass and looking at them through the mirror, one guy says, "I'll have a Bloody Mary." The next guy says, "Yeah, you know what? I'll have a Bloody Mary too." And the third guy says, "I'll have what they're having." It's stupid.
I get it.
Yeah, it's just a silly joke, but I don't remember where I heard it, but thank you for that. As if you need a shout out.
Silly joke time.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
So after all of the horror stuff, I also want to mention that just on the lighter side of things, just to kind of like a palate cleanser, there's also a second podcast I would like to recommend.
Oh, yeah.
Smile Syndicate, or the Smile Syndicate Music Hour is actually what they're called, and they're adorable and awesome. It's a husband and wife team, Liz and Jason, or Miss Elizabeth and Jason. And if you need some happiness and, like, just some happy time, because we're not morbid all the time.
Yeah.
You gotta mix it up a little bit. Yeah. It's my true crime with my happy stuff. And
yeah, sometimes you just need to take a break and get away. And I know we promoted it, but they are an immersive world. So when you listen to them, everything is about Smileton.
Yes, and it's like a variety show, like a comedy and variety show. So I'm also going to play their promo for you now.
Are you looking for a podcast with catchy original music and hilarious comedy? Check out the Smile Syndicate Music Hour. Each week, Jason and Miss Elizabeth bring you fun new music from across the genres. And don't forget the comedy. Hear crazy stories straight out of the Smile Syndicate's hometown of Smileton.
I'll bury them out in the desert. Mark my words.
Chilling crime stories.
The horse had wandered into Sheila's office, stomped the cash box, and consumed the money.
Sound life advice.
Stay off the catnip, stay off the dope, keep your clothes on, behave yourself.
And much, much more. Subscribe to the Smile Syndicate Music Hour podcast. You won't believe a single one of your senses.
Are we wrapping?
And let's wrap the show up.
All right. So if there's any other urban legends or stories about mirrors that you know about that we didn't cover in this episode, please, you know, let us know. And I'll be person one. And
I'd like to say really quickly, sorry. And if you have any other topics you would like us to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
Also, hit us up.
Yeah. So if you like these stories, please check us out on Twitter at TinyMorbid or on Instagram and Reddit at TinyMorbidFantasies.
And to be featured in upcoming episodes, send your stories to TinyMorbidFantasies@gmail.com.
If you have any other questions or comments, you can send those too.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.